United Nations torture expert Manfred Nowak called today for action against Zimbabwe after his expulsion from the country. Zimbabwean officials denied him entry and forced him to board a South Africa-bound plane after he was detained by security officials on arrival overnight. The incident came just hours ahead of a Southern African Development Community meeting in Zimbabwe on politics, defense, and security. The SADC delegation will meet with both President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party and Morgan Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change to try to break their political deadlock. But the spokesperson for London's Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says the SADC meeting is unlikely to help the political situation.
The outlook is not very promising. The MDC argues that of 34 issues which were due to be tackled to comply with the global political agreement, only four of them have been fully addressed. It's for this reason that Morgan Tsvangirai has made this rather a dramatic decision to stop attending cabinet meetings with Mugabe's ministers. So half the cabinet is now going to these cabinet meetings, and the other half, Morgan Tsvangirai's men, are staying away. They still say they're in office, but obviously the government are totally dysfunctional. Tsvangirai says that if SADC does not come up with a method of getting the agreement implemented, he will call for new elections. And he said that these elections must be held to under international supervision. But this, again, is unlikely to be agreed by Mr. Mugabe. So the situation really is pretty intractable. There's little faith that SADC will do anything about it. And all hope really rests on South Africa. President Zuma is known to be rather more critical of Mugabe than his predecessors. And as the World Cup approaches, the pressure will be on South Africa to see a resolution of the Zimbabwean problem.